It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It's the show after the show. About the show, John, Jay, and Rich present Afterwards.
Hey guys, I'm here. How you doing?
Hi. Good.
Hey, gotta tell you real quick. A couple years ago, we were at this special iHeart thing at the LA Theater, and you came walking in. And I gotta tell you something. You were phenomenal. Your personality, it was just, I know you from the screen, you know, and you just had so much pizzazz. It was awesome. You were the highlight of that weekend for me.
Oh, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. And, I'm excited to be here talking to you about this wild film today. But I appreciate the kind words. It means a lot.
Yeah. And this film is wild. I mean, seeing the trailers for it, I mean, it's crazy. How would you describe it? Is it about the family? Is it about the brand? Is it about the launch?
You know, I think the big idea is it's about power and betrayal and revenge and murder. It's crazy to me because, of course, everyone knows Gucci. We all know that word. We know the brand. It's a part of culture. But I didn't know anything about this story. And I think most people are going to be really shocked when they go to the theater and they learn about the true story of the Gucci family. It's pretty surprising. And it's a wild one.
Yeah.
So you were on with Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel, and you were telling a story, and I usually don't laugh out loud when I'm like watching something on TV, but you were telling a story about how you walked up to Al Pacino and you were like in character and he kind of gave you like the side eye at first. Is that because you were like method acting, or was it kind of like you were just messing with him?
No, it's because he didn't recognize me. He didn't recognize me. He thought I was just a stranger on the coming up to him on the set.
Well, because didn't you, when you went up to him, weren't you like, Papa, or something weird like that?
Well, I think it wasn't necessarily the Papa that threw him off. I think I looked so different that he just didn't get it. He didn't know that it was me. And then when someone told him, he looked at me and said, oh my God, his words were actually, oh my God, you're a genius. And that was a beautiful sentiment to get from one of your heroes.
Hell yeah. You know, yeah. Speaking of your look, the way you transform in movies, I think there's very few actors that are willing to do a 2-hour movie. For example, I can't remember the name of the film, but the one you just did with Denzel, where you've got that limp and you're walking all jacked up and you're decrepit and you're a possible psychopath. Like that is some incredible acting.
Thank you. I think you're talking about Little Things with Denzel Washington.
Yeah,
it's been a wild run. I mean, I've had an opportunity to really transform. And everyone kind of knows by now, I love immersive work. I love to disappear into my roles and to bring a new life to the screen every time. And from Albert Sparma and the Little Things with Denzel to Paolo Gucci, and beyond, it's been an amazing, an amazing time just having the opportunity to do this. And I got a chance to work with Ridley Scott on House of Gucci, who directed Alien and Blade Runner and Gladiator. And he's just a master.
Because you get so immersed in your work, I know there was an interview with Lady Gaga recently who said, you know, for her, it was really difficult to like go home and shake her character. Is that something that you feel like you've kind of perfected, or for you, is it kind of like difficult to sort of shed your characters, even if they are kind of like disturbing?
No, I mean, I think that, you know, if you work really hard, it's easy to take a little bit of your work home with you. And when you finish filming, it's pretty normal if you've been walking or talking or, you know, kind of working on a behavior for a specific amount of time. It's normal that some of that is, it's a habit that you make. Or if you make a film that explores certain kind of darker territory, you know, could have an impact on the rest of your day. It's hard sometimes to just take a shower and wash all this stuff off and it's gone. But that's okay. That's normal. I think it probably means you're doing the right thing.
Okay. So let me ask you this then. So I'm not sure how long ago it was. Like, was it 2 years ago you were filming this movie? Was it a year ago you were filming this movie?
No. It was in March. It really got us so fast. Yeah, it was in March.
Wow.
I mean, I have Morbius coming out in January, and we filmed that forever ago. And, I just astounded by the pace that he works.
Okay. So then, like, today or tomorrow, I'm just curious for when, like, the work you're doing now, like, whatever movie you're going to next week or whatever your job is next week, the character that you're doing now, I'm curious to when we'll see that movie come out. Like, what are you working on now?
Well, I just wrapped something called We Crashed. It's about, you ever heard of the company called WeWork?
It's a
shared working space. Yeah, we told the story of the kind of the rise of this massive company, and it was a really volatile experience. But it was we just finished shooting that, and that'll be out in March. So that's pretty quick too, you know, it's a little less than a year from when we finished.
Do you play the guy? Because I just saw this documentary on that.
Yeah, it was a great documentary. I do play the guy. I play Adam Newman.
Oh, wow, man. So yeah. Are you
still around, right?
Are you washing him off? Are you washing his character off, or are you, him right?
It does take a little bit of time. You have expressions or a way of behaving, a way of using your voice. He's a guy that talked, you know, he was a powerful speaker and, you know, used his voice in a really powerful way. And, you know, you kind of lean into that, and that can kind of stick with you. But it's a fascinating character, and I'm excited for that. It'll be out in March.
Do you like to play somebody that existed in real life, or do you like to create something out of the ether and put your own Jared Leto?
I like them both. You know, Dallas Buyers Club was just, you know, something out of the ether, and Sparma was out of the ether. Of course, if you have something like Joker, it's based on, comic books and graphic novels, and, you know, and then you have something like Paolo Gucci is based on a real life person. So you kind of dig in, you read everything that you can, you talk to family, friends, you look at photographs and video, and you go to town. But, you know, I always feel like it's my job. I have an obligation if I'm playing a person, a real life person, and I'm putting that on screen. I have it's my obligation to try my best to capture an impression of who this person was, the spirit of who they were.
So as we sit here and talk to you now, are you like in your house in the Hollywood Hills? Are you chilling on the sofa? Are you like in a car?
Yeah, I'm actually in Los Angeles, and I moved to Nevada not too long ago, to be honest. But I'm in Los Angeles right now, and we did the premiere last night for House of Gucci, which was really a lot of fun. And that was kind of the last premiere. We did one in London, one in New York, one in LA. We're kind of wrapping up the promotion for the film. It comes out Thanksgiving. And then we'll start promoting Morbius will be next.
That looks amazing, by the way. My boys are like, they probably watched the trailer 10 times looking for Easter eggs. Great. What's it like for you to, you know, both have a hand in the DC and the Marvel and in that whole universe that seems to have a life of its own, that maybe even carrying cinema entirely by itself right now?
Yeah, I mean, it really is, made a huge impact on cinema. The characters are so rich, and I'm a lucky person to have, you know, dived into this both with DC and Marvel. But I'm super excited about Morbius because he's never been on screen before. So I have the opportunity to kind of, you know, step into these shoes for the first time. And it's a lot of fun. I love the passion of the fans, and, you know, January, it's finally coming out. We moved the date like three times because of COVID, and, you know, hopefully we'll stick that landing and we'll see you guys in January.
When you sit down with Gaga, do you guys talk about music? Do you talk about And do we sit down with Al Pacino? Do you pick his brain on stuff? Like you go, hey, when you're on The Godfather, did you do this?
You know, what's funny is when I'm working, I don't really get into that stuff with anybody. I stay really focused, really as committed as I can, because I feel like it's my job to do whatever I can to try and deliver the best work that I can. So I stay really, really focused. And Al and I had a great relationship on the set, as well as Gaga and Adam Driver. We had great scenes. And I think we all just felt this excitement that, you know, we were doing great work with each other and enjoying the process of the work with each other. But I was actually last night talking with Al Pacino about Godfather a little bit. And that's really fun. You know, I heard him said something about Godfather, and I just kind of leaned in. I was like, what'd you say? What are you talking about? Tell me more.
He
was talking about how, you know, that was a really difficult process for him. The studio wanted to fire him. They didn't like the work he was doing. And he was saying it was really, really tough. Like people on set didn't think he was doing good work. So he had to make this film when, you know, and it still sits with him to this day, which was amazing to hear. But you know, he's a legend. He's one of the best that ever lived, and it was an honor to work with him.
Well, I have to tell you, the point of doing this interview is to get people to go see the movie. And I got to tell you, man, you've totally got me in. I can't wait to see this movie after talking to you. So thank you for taking the time to talk to us, Jared. Thank you.
Thank you. No, my pleasure. And, I appreciate it. And, you know, hopefully we'll see you out there with 30 Seconds to Mars sometime soon. And, you know, take care, be safe, and enjoy your holidays, guys.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.